Psalm 46, The River Under the Ruins. The first surprise in Psalm 46 is hidden in the heading, This is a Song of the Sons of Korah. That matters. Their family history carried a wound. In Numbers 16, the earth opened under Korah's rebellion, yet Numbers 26:11 quietly says, The line of Korah did not die. So when these singers say, Though the earth give way, they are not speaking in poetry alone. They are descendants of spared judgment. They know that the ground can split beneath a person. That makes their faith weighty. The deepest songs of refuge are usually written by those who have seen how fragile everything is. The psalm moves from cosmic collapse to political collapse without changing its music. Waters roar, mountains shake, nations rage. In Hebrew, the same storm word hums beneath both scenes. Scripture is telling us that empire is not as solid as it looks. Human pride is just another form of chaos water. The news cycle feels modern. The psalm says it is ancient. Kingdoms rise with a trumpet blast and vanish like mist when God utters his voice. Unlike the pagan myths around Israel, where the gods struggle against chaos, the God of Jacob does not wrestle the sea. He speaks, and the earth melts. Then comes the most startling line. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God. Anyone who had actually seen Jerusalem would feel the oddness. Jerusalem is not Babylon on the Euphrates or Egypt by the Nile. It has no great river. Its water came from the Gihon Spring, later channeled through Hezekiah's tunnel, still visible to archaeology, still wet underfoot. So the Psalms River is both real and more than real. God's city lives by a source that is partly hidden, running under stone, beneath siege, out of sight. That is often how grace works. We panic because we do not see a river. God preserves us by channels we never noticed. Augustine loved this psalm because he lived through the shaking of Rome. He learned that the city of God cannot finally mean any earthly capital, not even Jerusalem, which later fell. The true city is wherever God dwells among his people, fulfilled at last in Christ and in the new creation, Revelation 22, 1 and 2. God is within her, is the real wall. And then verse 10, so often framed on walls and softened into therapy, be still. But the Hebrew word has more edge than calm. It means, in part, let go. Drop your grip. Release the weapons. Cease your frantic managing. This is not God saying, feel peaceful. It is God commanding a surrender so deep that the soul unclenches. The nations must hear it. So must the church. So must I. And notice, he is the God of Jacob, not merely the God of the polished, but of the struggler, the limper, the man who met God in the dark and was changed. That is our fortress. Suggested cross-references, Numbers 26:11, 2 Kings 20:20, Isaiah 33:20-22, Mark 4:39-41, Revelation 22:1-2. Him, a mighty fortress, is our God. Prayer. Lord of hosts, when the earth feels unstable and the nations roar, be our refuge again. Show us the hidden river of your grace beneath our fear. Teach us to let go, to cease striving, and to know that you are God. Be in the midst of us, and make us glad in Christ. Amen.